B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
It is time for What's Bro with Jen.
3:45. Mark that in your brain. Every day, Jen's quarter finds three amusing and discussable stories from around the world. It is brought to you by Dunkin'. It is always game on with Dunkin' Rewards members. Pick your day to score a free medium hot coffee one time per week. It's valid at participating locations for a limited time, and exclusions apply. Jen, are we cranked up and ready?
We're cranked up and ready.
All right. Yes. What we got today?
Well, it is tax day, right? Today being April 18th. It is tax day.
No!
Yes. All right, so WalletHub revealed that 33% of Americans would rather move to another country than have to pay taxes. Would you do that?
Listen, I've never had a problem paying taxes.
Me neither.
I got a major problem with
it. Well, you know, like, I would like to pay no taxes, but
sure.
I realize that that's not realistic. Would I move to another country?
Yeah.
Yeah, I might. I don't know. Depending on what the country is.
How about getting an IRS tattoo instead of paying taxes?
If I got the IRS tattoo, I'd be tax-free.
You'd be tax-free.
Yeah, I'd happily do that.
Yeah, I would do that.
I would think so, too. Only 25% of people would do that.
Because those people are suckers.
Where would you have to get the tattoo? Like, on your neck or something?
Oh, I would hope not. I don't know.
Yeah,
it didn't specify. Right, like right across your forehead.
Well, that's important.
It is important.
You can always hide it.
All right, 15% of people would rather take a six-month vow of silence than pay taxes. Obviously, we are in the wrong profession to do that, but people said that they would just sit there quietly for 6 months. That's a long time.
I don't know if people could actually do that.
They say that.
Then pay taxes, I guess, for the rest of your life, right? And then 5% of people would rather break their arm than pay taxes.
No, I'm not doing that. But
no,
some people
why
might
break
their
arms.
I will say the issue for me, not so much paying taxes, is that where does the money's not distributed well. Like, for example, if you work in the city at all, like I do at one of my jobs, maybe have a traffic person in charge of traffic rather than cops who do drug busts and domestic violence calls be in charge of traffic because they don't know what they're doing.
You don't like the city wage tax because it's not going to...
Where's it going?
...alleviating to traffic patterns.
The fact that they had a monster truck thing in the Sixers the other day, and it's not... But it's not the cops that are doing its fault. It's the city's fault for not hiring a expert and then just let the cop with the gun have the guy's back. And the expert says, okay, these cars go there, these other cars go here, this is how we do it. They don't do that. They just have the regular same cops that you would call if your car got broken into. That's the guy who game day's in charge of the traffic.
And they're not invested.
That's what I mean.
No.
They don't care. They couldn't care less.
No.
They should have
an
engineer that's in charge of it doing it. Not just we ask enough of them. They go pull somebody over on the way to do traffic.
It's the most unpleasant thing about a Sixers game.
Yeah.
About anything
really
down there. Yeah, absolutely.
Can we get some engineers?
Sixers game more than anything. Like, for some reason, the Sixers game is worse than anything.
It is.
I would agree.
I can escape. Yeah. Even the Eagles, you know what it is with the Eagles, the 70-some thousand.
Yeah.
That's Sixers traffic. And I believe it could be alleviated. There's certain roads where it should be overhauled with an engineer who has expertise.
They shut everything off and make everybody go out one way. There you go. Doesn't matter. You're going to New Jersey, Philadelphia, suburbs. Doesn't matter. You go out that way. Every single person.
Not the cops' fault.
No.
It's the people that are telling the cops instead of hiring an expert.
Yeah. It's about time. It's 2022.
Right. Hire a guy who is an expert in the field.
So annoying.
Maybe one day your taxes will go to that, Tyrone.
Yes.
Here's hoping. All right, this is kind of interesting. People will soon be able to pay for purchases with a microchip that will be implanted in your hand. A British Polish company called Walletmore is implanting microchips in people's hands. Once it's implanted, all you have to do is hover your hand over the credit card reader, and it reads it just like a credit card.
That.
Takes it away.
I'd do that.
You wouldn't?
I would.
You would?
Put a chip in mine.
I might not go through the first round, you know, when it first comes out, let everybody else try it, and then they can
perfect it. Would it mess up my jump shot?
I don't think so. Maybe. Maybe not.
Well, you know.
This article said the implant would only cost $300, which I feel like is a little inexpensive.
It's really small. There's somebody on TikTok now who already has this technology.
Really?
Yes, and they use it for... opening doors. They use it for different things. They have kids, or they have like a liquor cabinet, and her hand opens the liquor cabinet.
That's awesome.
That's it. Yeah. So
yeah,
this technology is already being used in different ways.
It's very small, so wouldn't it impact my golf grip? Or
not anything? One bit.
Probably not.
No, it would. It definitely wouldn't. All hers at the top of the hand. She shows it like she does a fist and the whole nine.
Yeah.
She's punched her hand because people thought, what if it broke?
Right.
That kind of thing. And yeah, it's the RF chip thing. And she opens her door. She's on TikTok. She opens up different stuff. And they have the smart home and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And she can go like a wave, and then the blinds come down at the house. She got floor ceiling windows.
How much is this thing?
This article said $300.
Yeah, it's not that much money.
That's not a lot at all. I thought it would be a lot more than
that. Shoot it in your hand? Like,
yes, it's like a needle. That is how they do it.
Oh, that's like pretty cool. You know what my brain first went to, Tyrone, is adults that have a gun cabinet in their house.
There it is.
Your children...
And an intruder.
Yeah.
Couldn't get to it. They'd have to grab you.
Right.
And have to know you had that. And like, the odds of that are slim.
How about that? Okay, going to a much funnier story. This female was out to brunch with her girlfriends. And you know how brunch can get a little wild and crazy sometimes for some females. Well, this one lady got stuck upside down behind a couch. For 10 minutes, she was stuck. Now, picture... a corner of the restaurant. There was a couch in the corner. Her friend's coat fell behind the couch. She's now had many mimosas. She kind of dives down to grab the coat, and she couldn't get back up. But picture her. She looks like she was doing
her
a handstand.
Up in the air.
It looks like she was doing a handstand behind the couch. It's hysterical. The photo is absolutely hysterical. They're all drunk. Everybody's laughing. Of course, her friends just immediately pull out their phones and start recording the whole situation. Two guys that work at the bar had to come over and try to get her out. She was stuck for 10 minutes back there. They couldn't get her out. I'm sure it had to do with how many alcoholic beverages she had, but they were...
Or a big head.
Maybe she doesn't
like an extra large head?
She's a perfectly fine-looking head.
Okay.
But they finally got her out. She's hysterically laughing. All her friends are laughing. The entire restaurant is laughing. It was just a funny little scene that happened. This is over in England somewhere.
Interesting. So they had to grab her their legs and a hydraulic jack?
Yes, and it's all documented because her friends, of course, pulled out their phones and started recording the whole
situation. Very amusing, Jen.
It was cute.
What's Brewing with Jen? Brought to you by Dunkin'. Always game on with Dunkin'. Rewards members, pick your day, score free medium hot coffee one time per week. It's valid at participating locations for a limited time. Exclusions apply.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.